Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What about these nuts? Sarah Colonna Thursday, Gilbert Gottfried tomorrow. Nick Allen's going to stop in.
Midweek comedian
Nick Allen will be here tomorrow. Yes, exactly. We're tweeting this Tanline Tuesday. A lot of good ones today, too, at TNT Radio Empire. Craig's in the house. Valentine's Day in a couple days, guys. I know it's up to you. And ladies.
Craig had some, creative romance?
Yeah.
That you discussed earlier in the show?
We are celebrating Creative Romance Month.
And what we come up with is build a fort in your living room and bang her there. It makes more sense when you go back and listen to that original rap.
Of course it does.
Than just saying it out loud like that.
Naturally.
All willy-nilly like that. Doesn't make much sense. But building a fort in your living room.
Well, you make a fort out of the couch cushions.
Yeah, and a little blankie.
And whatnot.
Do her there.
Chair cushions. Yeah. You can use the coffee table. Yeah. Just careful so you don't bang your head on the coffee table.
Good point.
In the throes of passion.
We are celebrating Great American Pies Month.
Plural.
Yes. American.
So apple pie is American. Basically apple pie, hot dog, Chevrolet, right?
Well, no, only one of those is a pie.
I've never had
nothing gets,
yet.
Nothing gets by you.
Well, that's not true either.
But it's an American pie. Cherry pie's probably pretty American,
I'm
too.
Sure the hot dog pie is edible. Chevy pie, I don't know.
That's Bush's favorite pie, hot dog.
I like Chevys and all, but probably not in the pie.
Do you have any hot dog pie?
I think they used to serve that for school lunch.
I think I did have hot dog turnovers. I know I had that. Yeah, a little bread wrapped around a dog. That was brutal.
Oh.
They pigs made in them, a blanket?
Right? Yeah,
pig in a blanket.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
I don't know why, but I
called it a hot dog and an Afghan, but that's a whole other thing.
Yes, it is.
See, I always remember the hot dogs for school lunch was always beanie weenies.
Yes, yeah.
Now, the pies go way back, but there's got to be some forms of pie that are specifically American.
Rhubarb.
Yeah, you would guess.
Shoe fly's got to be American.
Don't bother me.
I would guess like key lime pie has to be American.
I think I've seen the story on key lime pie, but because I think Ken Burns did a 12-hour bit on pies.
That's in America.
And you watched it.
Key limes?
Yeah. They're in the Florida Keys.
Yeah, that's where that came from, right?
Everything's tinier in the Florida Keys.
Happy Pie Day.
You ever seen the deer from the Florida Keys?
No.
They're about the size of Tyler's dog. About the size of a Shih Tzu.
That's a small deer. Or a big Shih Tzu.
I'm really not exaggerating much. They're tiny. The key deer. Look them up.
I will.
Look them up when you're bored sometime.
I will.
Like right now.
I'm too busy looking at American pies.
I'm kind of bored right now. I might go look at it.
Yes, cherry is on the list of American pies I'm looking at.
I figured it would be.
Banana cream.
She's my. Boston cream?
No, they said banana cream.
Boston cream is my favorite.
I haven't gotten
pie.
That far on the list. It might
Boston's
still
in America.
Yeah, it is. That's more my than favorite a banana. Pie, too. Yeah.
Pumpkin.
Bananas are not native to America.
No, they're not.
Who are you calling pumpkin?
Everybody. All right. Oh, yes, and there is the key lime.
All right. Interesting.
Is it?
I was bored. Now I'm not to look it up. No, it's not actually. Move on.
No, it's the deer you want to look
at. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Not the American pies.
I will look that up. Remind me this afternoon.
Yeah, so you can look it up and go, boy, that's a small deer.
Or
yeah.
a big shih tzu. I like to Google in big shih tzu. Be careful. Google that.
Yeah, don't put nude in with
no,
that.
No.
That would be wrong.
Well, when you Google the image of the key deer, make sure you get some perspective.
First of all, I'm not going to.
Yeah, because if you just see the key deer, just a picture of it.
Good point.
It looks like a deer.
All right.
You got to get it like next to a quarter.
Got it. That's pretty small. That's pretty small.
That's how you get your perspective.
That is a big shih tzu.
People are thinking we got high during the break with this conversation. These guys are high now.
Initiating sex can be a thing for some people or for some couples. You try, maybe you get turned down. You don't try again. Your partner thinks you're not interested. Blah, 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 turned into a whole deal.
Right.
So one way to deal with this is through better communication, they are saying, and learning that turning down sex with a partner doesn't mean that you're not attracted to them. Someone has come up with this Kickstarter for a new product called Love Sync. Some people like the idea. Some people do not like the idea.
What's a Love Sync?
It's essentially a button that you can press to declare that you are that you would like to knock some out with your significant other. The idea is that you both, each individually, have one of these buttons, one on each side of the bed. If one of you hits the button, nothing happens. But if both of you happen to hit your respective buttons, then you'll have a glowing circle of light. Both of you will have a glowing circle of light, indicating that you are both ready to knock some out. LoveSync says that this way you won't have to deal with the rejection of trying to initiate sex and being turned down.
So you hit the glow button. And
if you're the only one that hits it, no light turns on and no one knows that you hit it.
Oh, I got it.
But if the other person also hits it, then the lights come on and you know, oh, hey, everybody's ready to knock some out.
Where's it at?
You have one on your side of the bed,
for instance.
Got she it. Has one on her side
so
of the bed.
So you walk in, hit it, lay down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, right. and it starts. It's the circle starts to glow green, like green light.
Because you both hit the button.
Yeah, right. You both hit the button. It's go. It's go time.
Can you reach over and hit her button?
Well, if she lets you.
Yeah.
And say, hey, you hit the
consensual,
button. It's got to be consensual.
So it does.
Both buttons have to be engaged in order for it to light up?
Yep.
Okay.
It's like one of the, you know, the missile towers. The guys are so far away, they turn the keys at the same time to set off the missiles.
Yes. So, now, of course, some people are saying, well, you know, still, if you're tapping your button and your partner never taps theirs, you still feel horrible.
Yeah.
If the buttons are both by your bed, doesn't that mean that you could be hanging out in the living room unaware that the buttons are glowing and you could be knocking some out?
And plus, you're still going to be pissed either way because one person's not going to hit the button.
What if you're both arrive in bed, you see the buttons are on, but then you don't care anymore because you're too tired?
Yeah, because you don't have them installed in the like the fort, like your couch fort.
Or
you know, a masturbation button. You don't want that.
No, you don't want that because that's always glowing.
Yeah, she's in the kitchen and your bedroom. Yeah.
And of course, some people are partnered with a an ass,
right?
And so some people say that it might get passive aggressive with one partner making a big show of pressing their button, staring at the other partner, saying,
"You hit it?
You gotta pick your button."
Yeah.
No,
I posted a link for this thing. Yeah. You want to check it out?
I don't. I think that sounds like something you buy in early in a relationship when it's still cute.
Or late.
That's so cute.
Hang on, the Joe light is glowing.
All right.
Oh, good. Hey. Only one light. Only but one button was pressed.
Yeah, right. We didn't push it. When Joe calls, we didn't push the Joe button.
What the hell?
What's up, man?
I don't want to. That sounds a bit impersonal.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
I don't know if there are rules involved in that. If you both press the buttons, do you have to look at each other?
Yeah.
That is not implied. No, yeah. There is nothing. And he makes a good point about it being impersonal. That's kind of the deal. It's supposed to keep you from getting hurt.
What if you live in Incest, Nebraska? Who pushed the button? Could be anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Whole family lives there.
Oh, power surge.
Everybody wants bang in Incest Town. Thank you, Joe.
Every bedroom is lit up.
Where's Daddy go? That is so wrong. That is so wrong. But we didn't start it. We didn't start the button.
Daddy can only do so much.
Every room is glowing.
Daddy needs a nap and a sandwich.
In Incest, Nebraska, where every room glows.
Recent survey shows that more than half of parents believe their child can get the flu from the flu vaccine itself.
Dumbasses.
A third just believe that the flu vaccine does not work. A third of parents believe that the flu vaccine doesn't work, and more of them believe that you can get the flu from the flu vaccine. And it is not true.
I've heard adults say that, dumbasses. Even the
now,
live
you
virus
may have said that you got the flu right after you got your shot.
It had nothing to do with the shot.
Had nothing to do with the shot.
No.
You should have gotten your shot earlier is the only thing there.
Or you just got sick. You're right. Yeah.
The parts of the virus in the vaccine are long dead cells. There's no risk of contracting the virus from the vaccine itself. The body takes up to 2 weeks to develop the correct responses to the flu after getting the vaccine. So you can still get sick immediately after getting vaccinated.
Yep.
But it's got nothing to do with the vaccine.
28% of respondents believe that the vaccine causes autism. 28% of you are stupid. 3 in 10 respondents believe the flu shot is actually a conspiracy. 30% say the flu shot's a conspiracy. Dumb, too. Yeah.
No, that surprises me.
This is newfound ignorance, though.
Yep.
That's the disturbing part.
Yep.
Well, 30, 40 years ago, people didn't find that.
Well, there's ignorance all across the social media now. But this is the bigger one.
We progress. We shouldn't get more ignorant, and it's happening. It disturbs me.
Turn on the news. Yeah. So we're more ignorant.
You know, we have said that more education, more better, but it turns out that more information, more ignorance.
Yeah.
Because we're getting bad information. We're not getting good information.
The orange guy tweeted out the other day that fact checkers now are fake news. Swear to God. That went under the radar because he says something stupid every day on Twitter. Every day.
Every day.
And that was fact checkers are fake news. And I really was. And I said, we made a habit of not tweeting that stuff out anymore because we just don't want to deal with all that we talk about once in a while. I don't want to go viral about the show. So I just go, I want to say, I'm out. I'm out now. Fact checkers.
Wow.
So some moron.
Yeah, what do you say to that?
I was just going to say, I'm out. I hit the glow button and hope somebody shows up and bangs me. Just bang me. Bang me stupid, Craig.
Well, that's stuck to the tape.
Stupider. Stupider.
Thank you.
Stupider.
I was going to say, somebody already banged you stupid.
Neil Schoen, Journey's Neil Schoen, had emergency gallbladder surgery last week. Was rushed to the emergency room. They found his gallbladder was inflamed and infected, so they took it out. He says he's feeling much better now.
Yeah, that's just a couple of little prongs now. They sucked that thing right out. I remember my dad had his gallbladder taken out in the 80s, and it was a huge scar. He was out for 3 or 4 days.
Neil said he's been experiencing problems for the last 3.5 years, and he thought it was parasites.
Just didn't get checked. Yeah.
He thought it was parasites.
Man.
Why do you think it's parasites?
I don't know, man. Yeah, he's married to that...
that socialite chick?
Yeah, that she was...
Yeah.
That was kind of an... I don't know. I forget the circumstance.
They actually knew each other beforehand.
Okay.
They knew each other when she was younger, and then she hooked up with that wannabe guy in D.C. Remember that?
Oh, so he knew her before.
Yeah, that was it.
Before we knew of her.
Yeah,
right. So, I'm curious, did he just go on to WebMD, say he's got a stomach problem? Oh, you've got parasites.
Right.
You may have parasites.
So, you would deal with it? Why would you deal with something inside your body like that if you thought it was?
There's
bugs eating away inside of me, but I'll check it in 3 years.
I could see if you were a fantastic drunk.
True.
You know, you go, I'm trying to kill him.
Right.
With the alcohol.
Right.
It hasn't worked in 30 years, but I think it's gonna.
Right. trying to kill him. I don't think he is a big drunk either.
No, I don't think so. And David Spade getting his own late night show. He's going to go on after The Daily Show on Comedy Central.
Oh, Comedy Central, okay. I was going to say. I can't see that guy being a major network.
Hopefully it's better than Norm MacDonald's.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. Is any good on Netflix?
Norm MacDonald's is...
Don't click on it. Don't click on it.
It's a televised podcast.
Oh.
It's he and his comedian buddies talking about just...
Boring stuff.
Whatever they're
like
interested
all podcasts
in.
Are.
Yeah.
Majority of them are.
There's no structure to it. I don't know.
No reason for it.
I don't know what they're doing.
I know.
I watched a couple episodes because I like
Norm
McDonald.
You told me it's bad, so I
love Norm MacDonald. Yeah. He slays me.
But this does not slay me.
Norm MacDonald.
It's like they just plopped down and they really didn't put any effort into it. They just thought, oh, well, we're Netflix gave us a check, so let's sit down and put a little effort into this.
Everybody does podcasts.
That sounds about right.
Every untrained person does a podcast now. Norm MacDonald did a cameo in Orville last week.
Did he?
I can't really explain what it was, but it was funny. He was funny.
You still watch that?
I do, and you know, it's funny. But it's also good. I geek out on it. I just geek on it, man. You have to watch it.
I got to try.
Yeah.
I got to try it again. I lost interest in the back.
No, I
saw one or two.
I don't tell people to watch it.
Right.
I just watch it.
Yeah, I saw one or two and lost interest in the backswing.
It's just got some cool little allegories in it, and, you know,
right.
about modern
I gotta
life.
I
got to
give it another try.
I just keep hearing from people who were fans of the original Star Trek, hey, you got to watch the Orville.
And I wasn't a freak. You know I'm not a geek about that kind of stuff, but I like the Orville.
But there's a lot of similarities.
Oh, big time.
From what I've
heard.
But
also regular dialogue that's funny. I mean, there's a lot of funny dialogue in it, too.
Oh, well, the original Star Trek did, too.
No. This is Seth MacFarlane funny.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you can get away with a little more now than you could in 1966 whenever Star Trek debuted. Because that was actually pretty racy for its time.
True.
He kissed a black chick.
Right. And a green chick.
Right.
Well, that's fine.
A couple of pairs of shoes from Katy Perry's fashion label are being pulled from store shelves over their alleged resemblance to blackface.
They do like
they
blackface.
They really do look like L. Jolson.
Yeah, they and like I said, I saw a comment. I think it was Frangiola said something. Somebody said, I think it might have been Dane Cook. Somebody just said, in this day, you know that looks like a blackface. Don't make the shoe. And by the way, I saw a meme out there that shows the two guys, the Wayans Boys and white chicks, and then it actually showed the Al Jolson photo, the really hardcore racist photo from back in the day. And what's the difference? A lot. And somebody said they're both racist. No, they are not. And then finally somebody posted the timeline of the world and how black people have been kept down.
Yep.
And the part where they've been free is like so minuscule. You know, and so it's like, shut up. Know your history or just shut up.
Yeah.
White Chicks is not a racist movie.
It's not a good movie.
No.
it's not a racist movie.
Blackface is and has and will be always racist.
So.
But those shoes look like blackface. They did. I didn't get it, you know.
Yeah, how do you explain that to people who don't think there's any social injustice? That, so slavery's been barred for 150 years now.
And then they also, but it's been barred, but they also, the civil rights didn't even start till the 60s.
Right.
And even then, people were still fighting it.
But they were oppressed and enslaved for about 300 years before that.
And 100 years after that, at least.
Your dickheads think they're supposed to get over that overnight. And that's not how it works.
I don't hang or talk to Ditkas anymore. I'm sure I do in my passing, but I don't talk about this stuff, I should say.
Out of Massachusetts, according to WPRI, firefighters were called to an apartment building. A 51-year-old man was in the apartment building, and he was trying to melt down tooth fillings so that he could get some silver.
To buy drugs?
His own tooth fillings?
No. His grandfather was a dentist, and somehow his grandfather had all these teeth or fillings or whatnot.
All right.
And this guy was trying to melt it down and get the silver out so he could get some cash. But it turns out the fillings were not made of silver. The fillings were made of mercury.
Well, that's bad.
Oh.
That is bad.
Blew up.
The reports say the man then became sick. The man's girlfriend called the building's management company. Fire officials and a hazmat team had to come over to the building. A 17-year-old girl that was living somewhere else in the building tested positive for mercury, and now there's elevated levels of mercury in the apartment and other areas of the building. The building is now uninhabitable and will not be opened until a crew cleans up the mercury.
How much mercury did he have?
I've given you the information I have.
Damn it, Greg.
I don't think it takes much, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Evidently not.
That's why they don't do it with mercury anymore. It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Right. Does mercury look like silver? It must.
It can.
It must.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Same color.
All right. That's why they used it, right?
Yeah.
That's why I got gold teeth. That's all I got.
I thought that was just your grill.
It's my grill. Yeah, I take display. Him in, I take him out once
right.
in a while.
You just like to show off your grill.
My grill. All right. We got
Gilbert tomorrow.
Gilbert Gottfried and Nick Allen tomorrow, right? Tanline Tuesday all day at TNT Radio Empire. Thanks for joining us. Check out the Sex Dungeon, too, on the social media.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.